Hey, Shalita, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome back. Good to have you back here. Now, what's going on in Charles Place?
Well, we are getting ready to host our annual DreamWorks conference on January the 13th, 2018, where we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we'll kick off the conference with a luncheon where we will honor some community leaders with the Keeping the Dream Alive Award.
Okay.
And our keynote speaker will be Dr. Terrence Grant Malone from the historical St. John Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
The luncheon is only $5, but the conference is free. The breakout sessions will include civic responsibilities as well as transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And we will conclude the conference with the evening of praise and worship from local gospel artists, spoken word, and praise dancing. And now, it's all to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King.
Explain those breakout sessions then. What will they be learning or what will they be covering in those breakout sessions?
Well, the first session is over transformation.
Mm-hmm.
In order to change who you are, you have to change your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to wake up and live Dr. King's dream.
Okay.
And so our first breakout session is over transformation. And Corey J. Ford, who is a life coach, will be leading that discussion on how do you transform your mind, how do you make better choices, how you make better decisions.
Okay.
And then I have Ms. Dominique Williams, who is coming to lead a session on a holistic approach on how to change your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And for the young people, for the teens, we have Minister Donnie Nelson that's coming to talk to the young people about how to renew your mind without changing who you are.
Okay.
And then for civic responsibilities, we all have a responsibility in this community to make a difference by serving others.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's ways for you to do that in the Brazos Valley. So Constable Isaac Butler is going to lead that discussion over civic responsibility. And then for the young people, I have Miss Imaja Clemens, who declared that she's going to be the first female president.
Okay.
She's a student at Texas A&M University. And so she's going to talk to the young people about how they can have civic responsibilities at their age. You don't have to wait until you're older to start serving in your community.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Just
flip the switch and she's ready to go.
Notes in front of her.
No,
you
I know.
That?
I noticed that. No notes at all. No, that's really.
Thank you.
But the thing is, you want people of all ages,
yes,
whether they've lived here for a long time or they're brand new here or they're young or they're
right,
old, to be able to transform the community, lift
yes,
themselves up and the others around them, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what Dr. King wanted.
Sure, absolutely. All right, now the date again?
It is January the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
The luncheon will start at 11 o'clock a.m.
Okay, and then when are your breakouts?
The first breakout session will start at 1:45.
Okay, and goes until?
It goes until 5:45, because
okay,
after the two breakout sessions, we're going to have a discussion called Conversation Matters.
Okay.
It's to have a conversation with a panel of people, and we're going to have that conversation that people are kind of a little timid to have,
okay,
but we need to have those conversations.
Very good.
Well, yes, sir.
Again, we all stand around and go, we need to make changes. Looks like you're trying to do
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, sir.
If they want some more information, what do they do?
They can call us at the Lincoln Center at 979-764-3779, or they can hit us up on the website at www.cstx.gov/DreamWorks.
Okay, and then the other thing is they can find out more about what goes on at the Lincoln Recreation
yes,
Center other times as well, too.
Yes,
right?
On our website. The City of College Station website has a host of information about what's going on at the Lincoln Center and with our Parks and Rec Department.
Very good. Thank you for what you're doing in the community.
Well, thank you, sir, for having me.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you.